Another blast rocked the capital city of Sri Lanka this morning, this time as security forces tried to defuse explosives in a vehicle used by the people behind attacks yesterday that left nearly 300 dead and hundreds more injured. The bombings targeted churches and hotels across the country. Here's the mayor of the capital, Colombo, Rosie Senanayake, reacting to the attacks.
This is a very sad moment. This is a very cowardly attack. And it's not just an attack. It's a very gross, gruesome attack on humanity.
Authorities today said they were aware of threats by a little-known local domestic Islamist militant group. CNN senior international correspondent Ivan Watson joins us from Colombo. Ivan, there have been dozens of arrests already. What do we know so far about who was behind these attacks?
They haven't named any one organization. They have pointed to a warning that was shared between heads of different security departments earlier this month, saying that they got information from a foreign intelligence service warning about the possible threats of suicide attacks against Catholic churches and the Indian High Commission, the embassy here in Colombo, and saying that the threat was posed by a local extremist group called National Tawhid Jamaat. But previously, that group was linked to basically defacing a Buddhist statue. Nothing as ambitious and as deadly as the apparent coordinated series of attacks that rocked three separate cities of Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, hitting three churches and three luxury hotels with just a staggering death toll, Jeremy.
Well, and all happening around the same time yesterday morning. Give us a sense of the scale of the attack.
I'm sitting right across from St. Anthony's Shrine. So this is one of the targets, a Catholic church in Colombo that was hit. And the force of the blast, and the authorities say it was a suicide bomber who walked in, knocked the terracotta roofing off of parts of the roof, shattered plate glass that's in shards on the ground, and this was just one of the targets. We're talking about a death toll of at least 290 as of Monday night, more than 500 people wounded. That is just staggering loss of life, a massive atrocity. Up the road from here is the Shangri-La Hotel, a five-star hotel that had its plate glass windows blown out by a blast in its cafe. What's really chilling is that when the security forces, in the hours after the initial series of coordinated blasts, were investigating a residence here in Colombo, there were more explosions that killed at least three police officers and wounded another, suggesting that the targets of their raid knew the cops would be coming and prepared for it. And that's why the security forces are somewhat on edge right now. There's going to be a curfew in effect at 8 p.m. local tonight.
Do they think that more attacks could unfold?
Clearly, they are worried about it, and we've watched them defusing and carrying out one controlled detonation less than 150 feet from the church that was targeted yesterday. They blew up a suspicious van. This is the bomb squad here. Mm-hmm. And the blast shattered more windows in this neighborhood and sent already very gun-shy residents into panic in the streets, which suggests to you and certainly to me how on edge everybody is right now after these attacks. The housing minister has described it as a brand new type of terrorism for Sri Lanka. And this country dealt with a very deadly civil war for decades up until 2009. So it has experienced political violence.
But there's no indication at this point, if I'm not mistaken, that this violence is in any way connected to the conflict that was going on in Sri Lanka 10 years ago during the civil war.
As one official put it to me, he's not going to rule out or include any organization as they conduct their investigation into this. It's hard to imagine that a little known group of local extremists who had previously been accused of defacing a statue, that they could have carried out a conspiracy on this scale. And that's why a health minister here has said that there must have been some kind of links to an international network to try to pull something like this off. Also, there was a public apology from a government spokesman that the previous warning that security chiefs received wasn't dealt with adequately, that there wasn't more protection for Catholic churches that appeared to have been the targets of a potential threat. As one official here put it, this was an example of negligence and incompetence.
Ivan, as we learn more about the victims, we do know that there are Americans among them, other people from Western countries who were in Sri Lanka, especially because some of these hotels were targeted. Give us a sense of what's going on. Are people now, family members, flying into the country to try to find out what happened to their loved ones or to visit them in the hospital, et cetera? What's the scene there like?
Amid the at least 290 people killed, there are at least 39 foreigners killed, and they come from countries like Turkey, China. We've identified one American victim, a man from Colorado named Dieter Kowalski. There are Indians killed as well as citizens of the United Kingdom. This was a series of attacks that was clearly targeting Catholic Christians from Sri Lanka as well as foreigners, because Sri Lanka has a growing tourism industry, and this is going to send jitters through an important source of foreign capital for this country.
That is CNN senior international correspondent Ivan Watson joining us from Colombo in Sri Lanka. Ivan, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.